Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for good reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Pucella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have a quick update. On July 25th to July 28th, we have our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat. It was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features a cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 51 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. This retreat is in Connecticut. I will be there. John Holland will be there. A couple of other really good mediums will be there, really great presenters. And also, I should mention the April retreat, which is open to, I believe it's only parents who've lost children. There is a waiting list. It's full, but there is a waiting list. So if you want to check us out on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and join the Summer Grief Retreat in July or get on the wait list for the April retreat, that will be on there as well as the rest of our events. Okay, so let's get to our show. Let me introduce our guest. Connie is a highly evidential and respected certified medium with over two decades of experience connecting people with their loved ones on the other side. With conscious memories of spirit communication beginning at age four and three near-death experiences that deepen her connection to the afterlife, Connie's path as a medium is her soul's true calling. Certified by the Forever Family Foundation and Helping Parents Heal, she is the award-winning author of You Are Soul Beautiful, recipient of the 2024 Speak Up Radio Firebird Award and 2024 Global Book Award. Connie's exceptional accuracy and compassionate demeanor have made her a sought-after guest on this show, Mediums and Messages, on Signs of Life Radio. Whether through private readings, group sessions, public speaking, or workshops, she is dedicated to providing life-changing, meaningful messages that help others find healing and solace, demonstrating that the bonds of love are eternal. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Connie, or I should say welcome back.
Yes, great to be here.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, good. Can't complain.
It's good to see you. As everyone on this show probably knows, you're one of my favorite guests. Oh, nothing personal to anyone else, but you know we're friends, so love having you on.
Yeah.
And this is our first video. Well, both of ours. We've never done video before, so if there's any hiccups today, my bad, everybody. Okay, so Connie, we have some time to chat before we get to the phone lines.
Okay.
So I see your book next to you back there. I would love to know just a little bit about, you know, why you wrote it. What was it divinely inspired? Did spirit help you? What led to it? All that stuff, because I'm sure people are dying to know.
Right. So I had been wanting to write a book, you know, just about my spiritual journey and how I became a psychic medium. But I just felt like it wasn't enough. Like, okay, it wasn't enough of a story. And so I actually had a reading with Laura Lynn Jackson, who did not know that I was writing this book. And she told me, yes, I'm supposed to write this book and that spirit would help me and that I would receive a download from them while I was on a ship. And she didn't know, just 2 weeks after that reading, I was actually booked on a cruise. And it was my intention to like, okay, I'll have some downtime. I'll start writing this book. So sure enough, second day into the cruise, I'm out there on the deck by myself and I'm relaxing early morning, and all of a sudden, shoom, I start getting all this information. So basically what I did is Spirit was like, yes, we want you to tell your story, but with a twist. And what they did is they downloaded information to me about souls and the progression of souls as we are in our human bodies, and mm-hmm. these different levels of soul awareness to our soul's true destiny, to our calling, and how we kind of shift between these different levels while we learn lessons, you know, whether, you know, are we accepting it? Are we denying it? Are we not, you know, listening to the messages we're getting from the universe? And so we fall into these different categories, which I call the solitudes.
Okay.
And so there are five different categories. So what I did is I took my story and my journey, and I showed how I moved through these various levels of soul awareness or solitudes to get to my true destiny, which was to become a psychic medium.
Okay. So helping spiritual teaching and your story.
Right. And part of that for me was three near-death experiences that helped to awaken. I saw Spirit, you know, at the age of four, but didn't understand it. And, you know, what I always say, and as you probably know this, we come into this world with a predestined soul contract. Our soul knows what we're supposed to do here, but right. in human form, we forget, or obstacles happen, or we incur, you know, whatever, life happens. Happens for us. So this story and how I, you know, categorize the soul solitudes kind of shows how, you know, we all can move through these different levels, but our goal is to get back to our soul's true calling.
Right. Oh, I love that. I love that so much. And you know, there's so many things you said there that I love on a personal level and just in general. But I love that you're, you know, this is no offense to anyone else who's written a book. But so Laura has actually told me I was supposed to write a book years ago. I never listened to her. Bad medium. And I'm good friends with Laura. She probably, if she sees this, she's going to want to yell at me that I never wrote it. But I never wrote it because, like you, I was like, I don't want to just write like another, like, I talked to dead people. I saw this when I was a kid. Like, I know that people want to hear that. And I'm more than happy to tell that story. But you'll want to do something more with it. So I love that your book is not, and there's nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong. Any mediums listening, anybody who wants to write that, who loves a book like that, there's some people want to hear that. And that's totally fine. But for me, myself, maybe it's a Gemini connection between us. I would need to put more into it than just, I saw dead people at the end of my bed. And now I'm a medium. You know what I mean? And I love that you are using, you know, your story and your gifts to teach bigger lessons, if that makes sense. Ooh, you still there, Connie? We may have lost her for a second. Maybe some connectivity issues. All right, you guys. Well, while Connie is hopefully coming back with her Wi-Fi issues, we could start to get to the calls. And maybe I'll have to take one first and then we'll let Connie jump in. We'll reverse roles tonight. So if we are taking calls, you know, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can just let us know if you would like to have, you know, a connection with Spirit and Connie or myself, we'll do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're happy to take your questions. I also have to note, too, before I take this first call, I have a friend who has a podcast, and she told me that every time she has a person who's experienced an NDE on the podcast, and only when it's the people who have NDEs, Zoom never works correctly, which I find so fascinating because you'll hear those stories all the time, which gives it's a lot more evidence for something happening. And I have also noticed when mediums get together, technology does not always work the best. So I think that's what might be happening here, to be honest with all of you. So going forward, as we do video on the show, it'll be interesting to see if we have any other mediums who've had near-death experiences and this happens, or if the combination of two mediums is not great for Zoom. We'll have to call Zoom headquarters and have a little medium clause put in the coding or something. Okay, so let me take the first caller. Our first call is Michelle from New York. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect, I can hear you. We are trying to get Connie back on the line, but in the meantime, I will do some readings while we work on that. So Michelle, is there a question that you had for us tonight, or did you just want to make a connection with Spirit?
No, I wanted to connect.
Okay, great. Just give me one sec to tune in, because I was not expecting to have to do that. and then we'll start, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so Michelle, interestingly enough, I am not the biggest animal communicator. However, I do have either a very small dog or possibly a cat coming through on the other side. This cat or dog, this small animal, also came through with a much younger energy. I know I'm kind of throwing a lot at you all at once, and these readings are quick, but Michelle, let's just take it piece by piece. Do you have either like child on the other side or possibly even someone in your generation, but a little bit younger who's passed?
No.
It's okay. We'll ask for more. They're insisting that they are pretty young to be there on the other side. And Michelle, let's take the animal piece of it as well. Do you have like cat or dog in spirit in the last maybe few years that has passed or anything like that or close to you?
A dog, yes.
But a smaller one, right? It's not like a German Shepherd or anything.
No, he was a little guy, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to be kind of a pain in the butt here because this dog is showing me a much younger energy on the other side. So are you connected to anyone who may have lost like child, grandchild, anything like that that they would have on the other side? Doesn't have to be your family, but connected to you.
Not that I can think of, no.
I'm going to leave that with you for now. I'll keep going. But just keep that there because that might somehow, even if the dog didn't know this child, it sort of feels like this like childlike energy that animals would have. So they're just kind of both together around you. Now, Michelle, again, forgive me for only having sort of one train of thought here, but whoever this is being very insistent. There is nobody in your generation that's passed that you can think of? Male.
Not that I was close to, no. My generation,
that does not,
no.
Yep, so closeness does not matter at all. It could be like your best friend's husband who you never met and the two of you were around the same age. So would you know who that might be, especially a man who I believe passed from some kind of cardiovascular issue, a heart attack, a stroke like that? Would you understand who that might be?
No, I don't. Honestly, the only thing I can think of is an uncle who was 12 years older than me.
Your uncle was, no, that's not fitting for me. Just please keep that there. He feels like he would be somehow connected. Oh, we have Connie back. Very good. Somehow connected to like a husband, like somebody's husband, or if you have like a husband and then it would be like a friend of his or someone in his family. There is some connection to that. Connie, I will let you jump in whenever you're ready. You don't have to on this call. We could do the next one. But Michelle, the only other person I'm feeling coming through again in these sort of quick readings that we do here, I do have a mother energy, like mother figure on the other side pushing through. Could be mother or grandmother, but she does feel very close to you. Like this would not be an estranged parent or an estranged grandparent or anything like that. Do you have mom or like very close grandmother that would be on the other side?
Yes, grandma / mom passed away in August.
Okay, but she was like mom, right? Because she really comes through, again, very like to be the pod type
mother,
of feeling.
Yeah.
Does that make
she
got
she
it? Okay.
Me, yeah.
Please know that she's coming through. She was nice enough to let some other people try to push through here. And Michelle, would you know who Annie, like the A-N name is? Could be alive or past. It's just a name your grandmother gave me.
Yes.
Was that someone living?
There was a lot of Anns. But I have a couple a lot of aunts.
So yeah. I'm going to say this to you. Your grandmother didn't show me being with the AN name on the other side. So to me, that usually means that person is still alive. So you just got to think if there's any Ann, Annie, Anna, it's okay if you don't understand that it's just somebody your grandmother she sees. There is just real quick before we get to the next caller. Your grandmother wanted me to congratulate you for how well you're doing with her passing. You said she just passed in August?
Yes.
I don't mean to say this in an insulting way or any way that sounds like you can't handle what has happened, but your grandmother said that you not only have surprised her, but so many people in your life by how strong you've been through all this. Like, I don't want to make it sound like everyone was like, oh my God, when this woman passes, Michelle is going to lose it. But
I just told my aunt that I can't believe how well I'm taking it.
Please know that your grandmother heard that. She sees that you see it about yourself, but she sees it about you too. And so, again, not that everyone's talking about you in your life, but I really do think that people around you are very proud of you, that you did not let this destroy you and let your, make your life fall apart. Because I feel like it easily could have gone that way. This woman feels like she would definitely have been a grounding force, or like your rock in every situation. And not having her physically present is definitely, I feel like, probably one of your biggest fears. And now that we're here, she's like, oh my God, I'm so proud of my granddaughter. She's doing so well. So I'm so glad that you were able to give yourself that credit, because your grandmother came through on this radio show tonight just to tell you that. And I see the dog too. So please know she's with the dog. And whoever those younger energies are.
She hated my dog.
Well, she's with the dog, I promise. She didn't make any comments, no commentary on the dog, but she just acknowledged the dog. But please know your grandmother is around you and that she's okay and sending you all her love, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care, my friend, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, Connie, we got you back.
Yeah, sorry for making you work. My internet just kicked out. My goodness.
You know what? I was just saying, I don't know if you probably didn't hear on the show, but I was just saying that our mutual friend Liz, who does the social media for Forever Family, she always says when she has near-death experiences on her show is the only time on her podcast that she has personally. It's the only time that like Zoom doesn't work and like stuff happens.
Really?
And I said, that's so funny. We have like two strikes against us. You're a triple experiencer,
right?
And we're two mediums, and technology never works when we're around. So I said to the audience, it'll be interesting to see now that we're doing video if it gets messed up more. But anyway, thank you everyone for bearing with us. We do have Connie back on the line. She's here. Okay, so next up, you ready for a call? We're all settled? All right, cool. Next up, we have Charles from the Bronx. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie. I'm so glad to be here.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm very good. And how are you?
Charles, could you talk just a little closer into the phone? You sound a little bit far away.
Okay. Is that better?
That's a little better. You can hear him, right, Connie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. All right. So, Charles, did you want to have a reading or did you have a question for us?
I'd like just to have a mini reading.
Okay, great. You got it. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Okay, Charles. Yeah, I think I am going to have you speak up just a little bit more, okay? But as I'm thinking about you, I do have a lovely lady that is with me right now. I believe this is mom for you. So do you have a mom in spirit?
I do, Connie.
Okay. She's letting me know that she lived a pretty good life. I'm going to put her in her, I feel like she's in her late 80s, maybe early 90s when she passes. And I do feel like that she's letting me know that that she wanted to be as, independent for as long as she could. She is showing me that there's some confusion with her in the end. Do you understand that with her?
I do. The only thing, Connie, she didn't live that long. She lived to 79, but close enough.
Okay. Do you understand the confusion? I feel like there's like Alzheimer or dementia or something setting in.
I don't understand that part of it so much as at the end of her life, she was in an automobile accident. And so she probably was not fully cognizant of what was going on. And she had to go to hospice. So maybe that's what you're picking up on.
All right. Well, don't give me too much information, but I want to make sure that I have her. So I want to ask you, would this better fit for a mother-in-law for you?
It could be. Yes, I think it is. You're right, Connie. It is my mother-in-law. Correct.
Yeah. And she was elderly and she had some confusion in the end, right?
That fits better.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. So I don't like to make things fit. And as you're talking, it's not feeling right for me. So I want to bring her first. Okay. Who has the name like Mary Margaret?
Yes.
You understand that name?
That would, yes, I do. It would be my mother-in-law's sister.
Okay, perfect. As long as you understand it. Now, I also believe you have Dad here in spirit as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. He's letting me know he had the military connection. He is showing me the Army. Do you understand that?
That would be my father-in-law.
Okay, father-in-law. Okay. So you've got both sets of parents up there. Now, who is William? I'm hearing the name Bill or William.
He might be a co-worker who passed away kind of early on.
Okay, don't give me too much information. This man is telling me it's like a sudden heart attack. Do you understand that?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So he's up there as well. Okay. Now, I also want to bring your mom in for a second. She tells me the month of March is important. Do you understand March as a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
I'm not sure of that in terms of her life. I don't know about March.
Not particular to her, but to you in general, do you understand someone with a birthday or passing or anniversary in March?
Her grandmother has a birthday in March.
All right. If you don't understand that, are you one of three?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. So it's either the March or the number three. But I want to bring your mom because she's letting me know that I feel like you had a very close relationship with your mom because she's showing me that, you know, you were in constant communication with her. She's showing me that you cared for her in her final days. She's coming through with a lot of love. Okay. And I'm also hearing the name Catherine. Do you understand Catherine?
Catherine? Yes. I'm not sure I can place it. Maybe it's psychic amnesia I'm suffering from. I don't know.
Okay, so she's showing me a cat, which is my symbol for the name of Catherine. So you would understand the name Kate, Kathy, or she actually has a cat. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I want to leave you. You've got both sets of parents, you know, in spirit, very much around you. So I'm going to leave them with all their love.
Thanks for calling, Charles. You have a good night.
Can you hear me okay? Because I'm not sure I can still hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good.
All right, Charles, you have a good night. I'm not sure if you heard Connie, but she wrapped it up, okay?
Yeah, I didn't hear that part, but thank you so much, Joe, and thank you so much, Connie. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Of course. You take care. All right. Awesome. Okay, ready for the next one?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, next we have Kathy from Pittsburgh. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. So, Kathy, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Okay, sure. Connie, you're up.
Hi, Kathy. How are you this evening?
Hi, Connie. I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. Dan, you have a dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming through first, and he keeps saying, that's my little girl, my little girl. Are you the only girl?
No.
Okay, he's pointing to you, like, and I don't want to, you know, disparage any of your siblings, but he's saying, like, you're his favorite. Do you understand that?
Oh, I'm the youngest.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah, because my little girl, so that, yep, there you go. So he's coming through with like so much love. He's showing me, do you understand a name like Jack?
I have a nephew named Jack.
Okay, there's an acknowledgement there. And I also have to acknowledge, he's showing me, your dad is showing me a man that's my symbol for a first responder. Does somebody have a connection to policemen or firemen?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, so when I hear that symbol for him, so give me a second here. Let me see what he's showing me. Okay, so your dad is telling me before he passed that he had a couple of trips to the ER, to the hospital. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so he's showing me like first responder. So I think he's trying to show me the ambulance came. He had a couple trips, you know, to the ER. He's also pointing to his midsection. Do you understand that there were some issues there?
No.
Okay. So he's showing midsection and he's showing me, and that doesn't have to be the cause of his passing. He's showing me some issues. I feel like maybe acid reflux or indigestion, but it's in his stomach and going up to his chest. Do you understand that?
A little.
Okay. All right. And the other thing that I'm seeing with him, he's showing me my sign for, did your dad work in anything that had to do with banking or accounting or finances?
Not really.
Okay. Or did he have his own business?
Yes.
Okay. It's the same symbol. It's somebody who manages money or manages their own money. So he's just showing me a little bit about himself. He gives me the month of April as important. Do you understand April for someone's birthday, passing, or anniversary?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. He's also giving me the number 3. So are you one of 3?
No.
Okay, so then is March significant?
Yeah, we don't have a March.
Okay, I want you to just think of March or the number 3. Also, he's showing me there's a larger dog within in spirit. Do you understand, like a lab or golden retriever or a bigger dog that's passed?
Yes.
Okay, so that's keeping him company. And your dad is also pointing to his knees. So did he have knee surgery or issues with mobility?
No.
Okay, so that's a very specific symbol for me. So who does he want to acknowledge that had the surgery on their leg?
Probably surgery, but I have problems with my knees multiple times.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. We couldn't hear you.
Sorry, I said I have problems with my knees. I haven't had, but I've had physical pain.
Okay. All right. So the issues with the legs. Okay. Gotcha. Kathy, your mom is also passed?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming through also. She is kind of letting me know. Did she have problems with her eyes or like cataracts, the surgery?
No.
Okay. Who is she referencing then? Because she's showing me there's eye surgery.
I do know someone, but they're not passed.
Okay, that's fine. She wants to acknowledge it is specifically the symbol for eye surgery. I also have a younger male I want to bring in real quick. He shows me he passed under the age of 40, and I feel like there's something unexpected about his passing. Do you understand this as like a nephew?
No.
Okay. I want you to broaden your thinking and think of nephew, cousin, or coworker, son. He's on the outskirts, and he tells me this is a sudden passing. I do feel like this is car accident.
Okay.
I want to just bring him through because he wants to say, I feel like you know his mom. And he says, tell my mom I'm okay.
I have to think about that one. Okay.
Yeah, it'll click. I'm sure it'll click in a bit. But I want to leave your parents with all their love.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Okay. All right. So next caller, we have Mary from Georgia. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. Thanks.
It's cold.
So, Mary, did
Georgia,
you?
But...
Ooh, what'd you say?
No, I was just saying we have a cold spell here in Georgia. So.
Oh no! You guys probably aren't so used to that. It has been a deep freeze in New York for quite some time. I must say.
Okay.
Oh, it's cold here. It's under 50. I'm freezing.
Oh, I wish it were closer to. Oh, actually, I don't know. It's like 26 here. Anyway, enough about the weather. Mary, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit, please.
Okay, great. And if you could just talk into the phone just a little bit, you're a little bit low on our end, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. All right, Connie.
Hi, Mary. So, Mary, I have a gentleman here, and he lets me know that he's pointing, like, to his lung area as being an issue for him. I feel like he was a heavy smoker, you know, earlier on. And I'm also getting a connection to the J, so a John or a James or Joe. Do you understand this man?
Yes, I do. That's my father.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was Dad. So he's coming first, and I feel like the other thing that he is showing me, do you know why he would show me a horse?
Yes, because years ago, my sister and brother-in-law owned a horse farm, and he loved going on the horses. Plus, he was in an infantry of that had horses that he rode.
Perfect. Okay, so you understand. He came strong with the horse, so I know there was some relevance with him there. Also, right. I want to say with him, he is showing me that he's very handy, okay? So I feel like I see he's saying that I'm, like, fixing up things, you know, tooling around the house, and I do feel like there's this separate, either like a shed or a barn or a separate area where he would like to go and kind of, you know, kind of be by himself and kind of work on things. Does that make sense?
Yes, he had his own workshop in our basement, but he thought he was handy, but he really wasn't.
Well, he still thinks he's handy, so
okay.
Just so you know. So yeah, he's very nice. He's also showing me that he's playing cards. Do you understand that? That's something he liked to do.
Yes, my parents and would have, you know, my aunts and uncles over for pinochle.
He really, really enjoyed it. Also, I have the name George. Do you understand George?
George is his name.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't you love when they do? So there you go. So, yep, he's coming through loud and clear. Your dad is, he's got a great sense of humor. And I feel like, you know, when he's in the room, you know he's in the room. And I think that's why I just heard his name, like, being shouted loud and clear, like, you know when he's around.
Right.
He's also bringing your mom through. Mom's in spirit as well, correct?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. And who is the teacher? They're talking about the school teacher.
I'm a teacher.
There you go. Yep. So very, very much around you. They're also, so interestingly enough, I do have another younger male here. And I also feel I'm going to put him under 40, 45 when he passes. Do you understand this?
Yes, that would be my nephew.
So maybe he's on the call before. I felt the male and the nephew, and maybe he was waiting for you. He lets me know that he was here 1 minute and gone the next, and I feel like this was something that happened out of the blue. You understand that?
Oh, yeah, it did. It did. He had a...
Yeah.
Aneurysm,
don't tell me.
So.
Don't tell me. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but he does show me it's one here, 1 second, gone the next, and no time for goodbyes. The other thing that I have to talk about is the tree with the chair on it, the swing on the tree. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do. We used to have a grove when we lived in New York, and there was a swing that you could sit on, like a bench.
Yeah, yep. Yep. He's showing me that, like, as a memory. So he wants to bring that, you know, forward. I also want to talk about, actually, I see two dogs in spirit, but I believe there's more. Is that correct?
Oh, gosh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
my
there's a bunch
actually,
of dogs.
Yeah, he actually hit two of them, so...
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also seeing, though, were these hunting dogs?
No, but they thought they were because they used to catch, you know, rabbits.
Rabbits. I hear we see rabbits. That's why. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So they're running around there because I see rabbits, like chasing rabbits. Yep. So they're as well. No, everybody's doing great. Your mom wants to bring you a sunflower. Does that have meaning for you?
Yes. I'm a gardener and she was a gardener.
Yep. So, she's bringing a big, beautiful sunflower.
That's great.
Yep.
That means a lot.
Yeah, and she's just showing me. I also feel like your mom was a woman of faith, and she is showing me that she left a Bible behind. Do you understand that?
Yes, she did. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's just coming through with a lot of love, and I'm going to leave, your family with you with all their love.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Connie, on a roll, as per usual. You make my job very easy. Okay, next up, we have Lisa from New Jersey. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you both, Connie and Joe? Thank you so much.
Doing good. Thanks for calling. So, Lisa, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a connection with spirit, please.
Okay, great. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Hey, Lisa, okay. How are you?
Hi, Connie. Well, thank you. Hope you're well as well.
Good. Yes. I actually do have must be a theme tonight. I do have a younger male here for you. Do you have a son in spirit?
No.
Okay. I have a younger male. He does show me he looks like he passed under 40. I do believe he's related to the family, and I do believe there's something that happened out of the blue. It's very sudden. I also feel with this gentleman, as he shows it to me, he had a bit of a struggle while he was here. I feel like this is a passing from addiction or depression or both. Would you understand that?
No, I don't.
All right. Wait,
could be a cousin at 33 from alcoholism.
Perfect. I would take it like that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's coming through with a lot of remorse. I believe his mother is still here, correct?
No.
Okay. He wants to acknowledge a female that's still here. Okay. And I'm not sure, but I am hearing a name like Mary Marie. Okay. And I want you to think about that.
Okay, thank you.
But he's just coming through to say that he's okay. I also want to bring, you have mom in spirit, Lisa?
No.
Mother-in-law then?
Mother-in-law or grandmother.
Okay, yep. I feel like it's a mom, so I'm going to go with mother-in-law here. I also feel what this lady, this mom that I have, mother-in-law, she's a little bit... she's not warm and fuzzy. Let's put it that way. Would you understand that?
Okay, now I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So because I feel like, she was, while she was here, she's showing me she could be opinionated. She could have, kind of said some words, a little harshly. But I have to say she's coming through because I feel like she says that, she thought highly of you. But I don't feel like that was conveyed while she was here. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's coming through to take the opportunity to say, I'm sorry. And I have to also say she's also this is mother-in-law, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She says she wants to take responsibility too for her son. So do you understand why she would say that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. But we don't have to go into the details. So she's just saying again, it's like, I think, sort of in hindsight, when people pass, they see the story as it really was. And so she's coming through and she wants to offer you an apology and say, I'm sorry. Okay. So it's important that she do that. I bet you didn't expect that, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Now, I also have to say, and I do believe I have grandma here. Who has a name like Elizabeth?
My grandmother was Sarah, which is also a derivative of Elizabeth, I believe.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was her middle name. It was Sarah Elizabeth. That was her middle name.
There you go. All right, perfect. Okay, she's coming through. She showed me a piano. Did she play the piano?
No.
Okay, so why would she show me that? Do you play the piano?
No.
Okay. So let's see. When they show me the piano, it means a couple things. So do you understand a name like Charles?
Her brother-in-law.
Okay. Also passed?
Yes.
Long okay, time. Perfect. Then that's her just showing you who she sees up there. So just in case you're wondering how I got there, when I see the piano, it reminds me of Linus playing the piano and Charles Schulz is the creator. So the piano for me means the name Charles, in case you're wondering how I pulled that out. You know, it's all about we see symbols and charades, right? So that's how it works
exactly.
For me. The other thing that I do see here, Lisa, is Las Vegas. Is that a memory for you?
No.
Okay, so let's see here. So why would your grandmother show me that?
That's far-fetched. I'm not sure.
Okay, so let me ask you, is there a name like Jack?
My grandfather's uncle, her husband's uncle.
Okay, also passed? Okay, yep. So they shout out names in Las Vegas means the name Jack for the card with the Jack on it. So this is how they work with me. So they're just, your grandmother's just showing me who she sees up there. She wants to bring me the month of September as important. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Someone's birthday, passing, or anniversary?
No, not in September.
Okay, that's okay. You'll think of it or the number 9. And I also want to say, Lisa, I have to wrap up, but do you have a dad in spirit as well?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's sitting there patiently. He's coming through. He's giving you a big hug. He's going to bring me the month of June as important.
His son's birthday.
Okay, so an acknowledgement there. He's also going to give me the name Michael.
My son.
Okay, so an acknowledgement there. So I'm going to leave him with all his love and know that, I have to say, your son, does he remind you of your dad? Because he's showing me the close resemblance.
Recently, yes, that's hysterical, yes.
Yeah, he's showing me like, you know, you notice there's a resemblance there. So he's watching, so I'm going to leave him with all his love.
Thank you so much. Much love to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Thanks for calling. All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, awesome. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right, team, give it a deep breath, a second to reset. Okay, next up we have Melanie from Nevada. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very excited to have gotten through. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling. Melanie, I'm assuming you want a reading, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about soul contracts, but I could do that with other people, and I can't get readings from other people. So,
you know what? I'm going to turn you over to Connie, but first, Connie, I hate to do this, but Melanie, do you have any connection to the art world? Are you an art teacher? The second I heard your voice, all I saw was an art studio, and I have no idea where I'm going with that. I don't know if that's mediumship, if it's psychic. I just see it. I don't know why.
You've read my daughter before. I know I shouldn't say too much, but she was very into art, so she might be saying hi to you too.
Oh, you have a daughter in spirit who is big into art, because all I'm seeing is art around you, like art, just art.
Yeah, well, I'm not the artist, but she was very artistic. Yeah,
can I tell you? I will take that. I've read you before. You said,
yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, so maybe your daughter she knows me, so she just wanted to say hi before she talks to Connie. I'll take it. All right, Connie, I will let you do your thing. My bad. All right.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so do you understand the A name, like Alice, Anne, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Does Art fit or Arthur?
Sure, there's an A name, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I hear that name. And do you have a husband or a partner in spirit?
No.
Okay. There is a gentleman here that is, you know, within, I'd say, 5-6 years of the same age as you, that's kind of just barreling in. So that usually means friend or relationship or brother to me. Would you understand that?
Maybe. I mean, I've had some friends cross recently, but we weren't close recently. So,
That's okay. Yeah. This gentleman is letting me know, I do believe that this is a passing from cancer as he shows it to me. And I do feel like this is a bit of a late diagnosis. And I do believe this is a friend that, you know, you would have, you know, been in contact, you know, with his wife or significant other. But this is a cancer diagnosis.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, he's coming through, you know, just to let it, you know, let everybody know that he's okay. But I do want to hop back to your daughter, because she is showing me. So did your daughter wear like a lot of rings?
No.
Okay. Why is she showing me like around her fingers?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe it's something new she's...
Okay. Did she have a tattoo or anything on her hand?
No, I do, on my wrist.
Okay. Okay. All right. I know there's something. She's drawing my attention to her hand. Okay. And then when I said ring, she corrected me and said tattoo. So I know I'm in the hand area. So she's showing me that. And also, I have to say, she's kind of showing me. Did she like change her hair color and hairstyle frequently?
No, not really. She likes to play around with it.
Yeah, I feel like she looks different, like, you know, in different phases, different colors, different, it's short, it's up, it's down. Like, you know, it's not the same thing all the time as she shows it to me. And the other thing that she's showing me is, why would she show me like, you know, those little, the Volkswagen Beetles? She's showing me.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
You understand that? Yeah. So she's showing me one of those. And the other thing that she does send is, I know it's kind of generic, but she does show me the butterfly as a sign for her. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's showing me that as a sign. She wants to talk about, so the other thing that she shows me is, do you have a dream catcher?
Yes.
Yeah. She's showing me I'm right there where that dream catcher is. You can find something of me. Do you know what she's talking about?
Well, it's kind of in her old room, so.
Well, then that's where she is, yes. She's like, you can find me there, is how she's saying it to me. So she's letting me know she's still 100% with you. She, you know, she's right there, probably still sleeping in her bed and doing everything that she to do. She's right there. I also feel like she had a really love of music as well, because she does show me like my symbol for putting your, you know, those headphones on and listening to music. You understand that?
Yes. Yeah. She was learning music right before she crossed.
There you go.
Like
there
playing
you go.
Guitar and joining a band and all that.
Right. Great. So she's also showing me, now, did she have a cat? She is showing me a cat with her.
Oh, I'm sure she has probably about 15 of our cats with her. We had a colony.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah. One of them, though, it's so funny. He reminds me of Garfield. He's a big, chubby fella.
Oh.
Do you understand, like, the larger cat? Like, I don't know much about cats, but he's like a beigey cat. Beigey, orangey cat.
Yeah, I understand the orange. Definitely,
okay.
I understand the orange cat. Yeah, he's still with me. But he found her. Yeah.
Perfect. So she's you know, getting that cat's attention. She's around the cat, okay? She's giving me the month of July as important.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you, or the number 7?
It's not like a huge month compared to a lot of the other ones, but if she says it's important, then it's important.
And she's also giving me October.
Okay.
All right. So she wants you to just think about those months. She's very much, she's right in the house. The other thing I have to say is she's talking about a lizard as well. Do you know what she's talking about? Like a gecko or a lizard? I don't know if it's real or a ceramic thing.
It was the mascot of the high school she was at when she crossed. So
oh
I don't
my
know
gosh,
if that.
Look at that. All right. So, yeah, she's just like telling a little bit about herself. So I'm going to leave her with all her love.
Okay. I have to say one thing to Joe, though. The tattoo on mm-hmm. my wrist is her artwork. I had some of her artwork transcribed onto my wrist.
Oh,
there you go. Yes.
Nice. All right. So that's why I was, you know what? I think your daughter's soul is just the soul of an artist, truly, because she's definitely all around you. And the second I heard one syllable come out of your mouth on the show, I said, is this woman like the artist of all artists? Like, what is all this art around her? So it makes perfect sense that that's how your daughter sort of, it's like the signature of her energy, if that makes sense. It's a true artist for sure.
That's great. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Melanie. Thanks so much for calling. We really do appreciate you calling. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye. All right, Connie, we have time for literally like one more, like really mini reading. Are you ready?
All right.
Speed, lightning round.
round.
Okay. Next up for the lightning round, we have Amelia Madison from Massachusetts. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. So you want a reading, correct?
Yes, please.
All right, perfect. We have a few more minutes left, so welcome to the lightning round. I'm going to give you to Connie. She's going to give you some real quick facts, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Amelia, I just keep hearing the name Joe. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I want to just bring that name forward for you. Also, I have a gentleman here. Do you have a dad in spirit?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Is that Joe?
J name, but no.
Okay. But he's the one that was saying the name Joe. Okay. Also with him, he shows me, was there an affiliation to like an Elks Club or a Moose Lodge or something like that?
No.
Okay. He is showing me like a moose or an elk. Does that mean something?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, I want you to think about that. It could be a sign that is, you know, that you may see. It's a moose or an elk. I don't know the difference, but I see like that type of animal. So he's bringing that. Your dad is pointing to his heart. Does he have heart issues?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of showing me it's something that ran in the family and he dealt with for a while. I feel like he was on medication management, but he is showing me he had something like invasive, like a stent or some sort of procedure. Do you understand that?
The heart, yes.
Yeah, so he's just acknowledging that. He gives me the number 2. Is February important?
No.
Okay. Are you one of two children?
No.
Okay. I want you to think of 2. It usually means I've been going 2 years or I had 2 children or 2 grandchildren. Okay.
He was a twin.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. I'm sitting here going 2-2. Perfect. Okay. I also have the name Anthony. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
Okay, I have an acknowledgement to Anthony, and your dad is showing me cars. Did he like to work on cars or tinker on cars?
Maybe a little.
Okay, he's just showing me that. I know we're in the lightning round. I just want to bring him forward. He's very, very much around you, and he's talking about fixing the roof. You understand what he's saying?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
He's talking about fixing the roof, something on the outside of the house. It looks like the roof.
He was a handy guy.
Okay. All right. So he's I feel like there's something he wants you to pay attention to on your house by the roof. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave him with all his love.
And you know what, thank Amelia, you. Before you go, really quick, just to piggyback what Connie said, just real fast. When she said elk or like moose or something, I actually saw a hunting trip, and I feel like somebody on the hunting trip either like, I don't know if they got shot, like, or like something like, I've never been hunting before. I don't know. I'm a New Yorker. I don't leave. But it, maybe like with like a piece of like the bullet casing hit somebody, like it wasn't a grave injury, but it was a little injury. Doesn't have to be dad. Could be somebody else. Just ask about that. Cause I think that might be what he was trying to talk about. Cause the mm-hmm. second you said it, I was like, well, I'm seeing something about this. I think it's like a story okay. or something. It might just be something you don't know about so that you know that it's really dad. And it was just no way anyone could know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Amelia. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank take you. Care. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Connie Fusella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, if the listeners would like more information about your work or they want to schedule a reading or a class or something, is your website the best place for them to reach you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And that's meaningfulmessages.info?
Info. Yes.
Perfect. Meaningfulmessages.info. All right, cool. So thank you, Connie, for being here as always. You know, I love when you come on the show and we get to hang out.
Thank you. Sorry also for like the technical difficulties.
No, it's fine. It's probably both of our faults. It's the medium curse. But I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, your host, as always. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.